Hello and welcome to the Around Tenby podcast. If you're visiting Pembrokeshire, then this is the show for you. Little prime knowledge just might take your enjoyment to the very next level. We will help you discover awesome places of interest in and around the Tenby area. The perfect guide for your staycation. The Around Tenby podcast is all time well spent. Discover your surroundings. AroundTenby.co.uk. Hello and welcome to the show. My guest today is Andy Jones, who is one of a team of tour guides working on St Catherine's Island and Fort, accessible at low tide only from Castle Beach in Tenby. The island is one of the must-do attractions here, rich in history and adventure. Here's the story. How long have you lived in Tenby?
15 years on and off. I say on and off because I've also lived in Pembroke and Haverford West, but in the area I've lived 15 years. I started off as a holidaymaker and used to absolutely hate going home at the end of a holiday, and I knew I would live here one day. So, yeah, I moved out for about 15 years and absolutely love living here.
How long have you actually worked on the island now?
I accidentally got the job about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Completely by accident.
Tell me how.
Well, John, who was running the island at the time, John Loring, I literally visited the island with a girlfriend of mine, and we went up to the island and we had a little look around and we got chatting to John, and as we came off the island she said, did he just offer you a job? And I said, I think he did, and that was it. We didn't hear anything else for months, and she said, well, it's coming up to Easter, you'd better sort of give him a ring. So I gave him a ring and he was sort of like, yeah, you know, you're starting, right, okay, brilliant. Literally about a week after I started, he sprung another one on me and said, oh, you do realise that I'm retiring next year, you're taking over the running of the island.
talk me through a normal day at St Catherine's.
So, normal day, I have to get up very early, make sure I've got everything ready for the fort. You can guarantee, because this is an island, anything that you forget, you will definitely need. Even on a roasting day like today, if you forget an umbrella, it will rain. So yeah, Facebook post has to be put on, any replies to anybody who wants to know if the island's open. So it's quite an early start, but every day is a different time due to the tides.
Yeah.
So it can be quite, it's at least 2 hours before I leave the house.
Okay. How many days a month are you closed due to the tides?
It works out around about 4 or 5 days a month. And that's specifically because the tide clears the island around about 5-6 o'clock in the evening. By that stage, everybody's gone back to their hotels, ready for the evening then. Mm. So it gives us normally the days off that we get are rainy days, so yeah. We can't do a lot anyway.
What's your favourite part of the island?
So just before you get to the fort, I love the fort, but just before you get to the fort, there's a big old cliff on the right-hand side. We have a seagull called Meep, and she was born on the island on those cliffs there. There's a lot to see. There's a lot of wildlife there. It's that's my favourite place. I often name a lot of rocks.
Such as?
We've got Merlin's Head Rock, Seal's Head Rock, Scotty Dog Rock, and Monkfish Rock.
Have you caught a monkfish off Monkfish Rock, have you?
It looks like a monkfish. Somebody asked me a few months ago, how do I know what they're all called? And it was, well, I named them, so yeah. Obviously. The Scotty Dog Rock is also our high tide rock, so that when the tide gets up to his ears, we know we've got 20 minutes to get off the island.
Right. How has the island changed in the time that you've been working there?
Oh, immensely. I mean, there's not a lot to thank COVID and lockdown for, but for us, it's enabled us to do a lot more work. Just this year alone, we've put in 3.5 kilometres of electrical cable. We've had Wi-Fi installed. All the back rooms have been gutted of their rotten floorboards and new floorboards put in. The moat is starting to be cleared off of weeds so that we can open that up to the public. Very soon, the back rooms will be open and we'll have a new projector room. And also at the moment, we're looking at the roof and stopping any water and leaks getting into the fort so we can then decorate the fort.
Okay, so it's not quite watertight yet?
Not quite, no. The tide doesn't quite come up that high, but it certainly comes from the top, yeah, absolutely.
It does drip in slightly.
Yeah, we not only do we get rain there, sometimes we get horizontal rain.
Yeah, you've given me permission to roam about the back, and it is a very interesting place. that is actually isn't open to the public at the moment because you've powder rooms. Yeah. And so what else is coming on stream?
Okay, so the three rooms are out the back. Like you say, they were powder, two powder rooms and a shell room. The shell room will be our new projector room. The first gunpowder room will be a museum and art gallery. And the last gunpowder room at the back of the fort will be, we're going to turn that into St. Catherine's Chapel. Because, of course, in the 1300s, there was a chapel on the island called St. Catherine's.
Yeah.
Also, soon you'll be able to go downstairs. And we're having displays on local pirates, so you'll be able to learn about local pirates in the area. And also we're going to recreate a scene from The Count of Monte Cristo, where the BBC filmed it there in 1963.
A BBC adaptation, you're sort of going to recreate that slightly and, yeah, absolutely, and make it interesting for the public.
Yeah. I have it on good authority, and it is officially recognised as being a location for The Count of Monte Cristo, although I've watched it several times and I can't work out which part it is. But officially it is, so I'm taking that.
And the pirate stories, which pirates are we talking about?
So we have lots of famous pirates of the area.
Such as?
John Paul Jones.
Okay, tell me about him.
So reputedly, according to the guys who sail the boats around Caldy, John Paul Jones was a privateer. So he set up his little sort of band of friends on ships, and according to the guys on the boats, he would land on the far side of Caldy and trade cows with the monks. So I don't know what he would offer them in return, maybe gold or silver. Okay. In order for cows for his men to eat. And then he later went to the States, where he became a commander, I believe.
Okay.
We've also got a very famous pirate here in Tenby called Leaky Porridge.
Okay, tell me about him.
Apparently he was a nasty piece of work. He worked for John Paul Jones. And what was the other one? Oh yeah, Ringo. Sorry.
Right.
Couldn't resist that one. And he used to work for John Paul Jones. And he was a sort of hired thug, really. Yeah. And he was named after a dish that he particularly enjoyed, which was a Tenby favourite, apparently of a leek-based porridge. Leaky porridge.
When the tourists come and look at the fort, is it the zoo that sort of amazes them, or is it the fact that it was a grand house or a gun emplacement? What do you think is the biggest attraction to them?
We're very lucky in that we have a lot of very rich history. I'd say that probably overall it's the zoo that amazes people, and how on earth a zoo could function there. How on earth somebody in the first place thought, oh, this is the best place for a zoo. A lot of people are absolutely fascinated by the fact that there was a zoo there. Obviously, the Windsor Richards period is very interesting to people, because I think of the vast wealth that they have, and the fact that up on the island at the time we had artworks like Rembrandt, Leonardo da Vinci, Raphael, Gainsborough. Yeah. We had antiques, silverware. Nelson's memorabilia, like Nelson's sword, and apparently his full dress uniform.
That's amazing, and a lot of people don't know that, do they?
Absolutely not, which is why we always say at the gate, when people are sort of umming and ahhing about coming up, we just say, look, go on up, watch the slideshow, you will be amazed. And it's lovely to see them coming back down going, oh, we're so glad we went up, we didn't realise.
No, I think a lot of people do enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think when it opens up even further, I think it will bring a whole new level to it.
Yeah, one thing we do always get asked is, when is the roof open? Can we go on the roof? Everybody is absolutely obsessed with that, and we completely understand that. This year we are indeed, we've got an engineer who is at the moment designing steps for us. We have got steps that go to the roof, and sometimes you'll see us up there working. But for the health and safety point of view, you have to have a set of stairs going up and another one coming down. So we've got an engineer at the moment who is actually designing those, and hopefully by next year, people will be able to go up on the roof.
You're listening to the Time Well Spent Around Tenby podcast, the perfect guide for your staycation. So John's involvement now is...
So John's literally retired now. He retired last Easter, but he's still very much active in the fort. He's fascinated by the fort, and like us, he's obsessed with the fort. And at the moment, he's actually writing a book, which will really be the definitive history of the island. There have been one or two books or leaflets written about the island, But this one, he's been spending a lot of time digging out a lot of history that wasn't previously known. So I cannot wait for it to come out next year.
How much involvement does Graham have these days?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, he's been designing a lot this year. He's been getting involved with engineers. He's fantastic.
He can probably open a lot of doors, can't he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he has a lot of crazy ideas. Like we found last week 30 mannequins arrived at the fort, which we had to carry up in broad daylight, all of which were completely naked and with arms and legs falling off. But they are for display purposes. At the moment, we've got nowhere to store them, so they've become somewhat of a sort of art feature or art installation. But yeah, he's at the moment designing a small crane that will go discreetly on the island to load and unload equipment on and off the island. He has a lot of secret plans, which are going to be, shall we say, amazing. Okay. Luckily, I've been privy to a few of his ideas, and they're going to cause a lot of excitement and enjoyment to people, for holidaymakers.
Okay, well, we look forward to
that. Really interesting things in the pipeline.
Can you see yourself being here for quite a few years to come?
Yeah, absolutely. Funny enough, literally just half an hour ago, I was chatting to a visitor that we had, and he asked me how I ended up here. And he was saying that if he won the lottery, you wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I just said to him, do you know what? I totally agree with you. Everything is here. Mm. I always tell the story of my brother who lives in Abertillery. And when I first moved down, he said, isn't it bleak there in the winter? And I said, well, how less bleak is it with you? Here, the bleak weather is exciting. And I found this out just by living here for a few months, that when the summer comes, you actually get jealous of your little area. And so September, November, October, you get it back again.
Yeah.
And so you're like, yes, this is mine.
But Andy Jones, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're very welcome.
Around Tenby podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And watch the new Manic Street Preachers video, because it was filmed up there last week with a wonderful Welsh actress called Amy Fionn Edwards, who you might recognise from Peaky Blinders and Detectorist.
Why wasn't I called to interview her?
Ah, I know. We had to keep that one top secret, Lee. Yeah.
Right. Andy, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you to my show partner, aroundtenby.co.uk. where you will find all you need for your stay in and around the Tenby area. This podcast is all about bringing to life the best places and attractions before you even get here. I really, really hope you enjoy the show. If you're listening through iTunes, please subscribe and maybe leave a review. This really helps us. Or send me a message or an email. Always happy to hear. You may want me to review somewhere that I haven't been. Just let me know. In and around Tenby, there is so much to do and see. It's all time well spent. See you soon. Thank you for listening. You're listening to the Time Well Spent Around Tenby podcast, the perfect guide for your staycation.